guys, welcome to this episode of Ask Zula, and today's special guest is Amanda.
Hello.
So Amanda, as you already know, she has appeared in some of our videos before, lead at TSL, wow. Aside from her job, which we are not going to talk about today. Today's episode is actually going to be talking about your plastic surgery experience.
Okay. Well,
the thing is, right, before I started this video, I didn't even know she got plastic surgery before this. And how did I find out? Is it you tell me one?
I think so.
I feel like we were having a conversation and then you're like, yeah, at the time I do plastic surgery. I was like, what?
Okay, first and foremost, disclaimer, right? The plastic surgery that you're expecting, right, it's not like the whole face kind of thing. Basically, what I did when I was 21 and about, I think, 24. 21, I did double eyelids. And then 24, I went to Korea for fun and I like put a little bit of fillers here, which I think most of it has like
disintegrated. Are you trying to fix your filler?
No, you can actually, you can still feel it.
Ah! Is that a normal reaction that people give you?
Ah! I asked my interns to do that last time at the pantry and like half of them screamed and the other half was like in shock.
But I think to start from the beginning, after we disclaimer all the plastic surgery that she's done, right? I know it's not like a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I asked Amanda for this video, then she was like, but actually it's not a lot, leh. Like, I never do a lot, leh. But the thing is that I think it's an interesting experience despite the fact that it's not a huge surgery. Like, going there to do the surgery, people don't even know what to expect, you know? TLDR is she went to Korea. Yeah, so we'll explain the whole process in a bit. But I think we start from the beginning, right? Which is like, when you're growing up or whatever, when do you kind of realize that you wanted to do plastic surgery?
I don't think it was a case where one day I woke up and I'm like, oh my god, I need to go and do my eyes or anything. I think it was just like a gradual process. Ever since I was a teenager, my eyes were very lazy and very uneven. And I didn't really like how that looked. So I started by experimenting with makeup first.
Yeah.
Like usually, you know, girls will try to enhance our features with like makeup first or like try to stick double eyelid stickers, that kind of thing. But when I did that, I felt like it's still not a solution that I liked. So around 20 like that, then I decided to like research a bit. And I actually had like a couple of friends at that time who went for surgery already.
Okay.
So I asked them how was the process and everything, and they said, well, like, it was fine, you know, it's not as scary as, you know, we're going to do your whole face.
True.
I discussed it with my mom. She was like, sure, why not? The research process last time was quite, I won't say painful, but just very troublesome. So nowadays they have a lot of different liaisons that like specifically help you go get in touch with like clinics and things like that, because they speak English and they speak Korean.
Right.
Yeah, but at that time, I think there was not much of such things.
I see. Okay. So like, why did you decide that you wanted to go to Korea to do this actually?
Oh, because Korea is the most popular in terms of doing surgery. At that time it was the, you know, the whole Hallyu wave.
Oh, like K-pop, wave. Yeah.
We were being exposed to all sorts of different tourism in Korea, and one thing that they really highly promoted was medical tourism. I did some research, and then when I was about 21, then I went to Korea to do.
I mean, I think before we go into like the going there, like the whole procedure and stuff like that, right? I guess like the common thing that comes to my mind also is like, okay, why did you want to take a permanent solution to this? And knowing that, like, you know, it's like once you change, you cannot change back, that kind, right?
So I tried the whole double eyelid sticker. Route that did not work for me whatsoever. It was irritating and it was ugly. Like whenever I stick the two stickers here, right, every time I look in the mirror and I can see two lines.
Like you can see the tape coming out.
Then the
out
tape
also,
like coming out over here.
Yeah.
Then, you know, as a poly student, your eye makeup skills not very good, right? Yeah. So you can see like two lines over here, damn ugly. Yeah, so I decided to look for a bit more permanent options. I did think a lot about whether a permanent option would be very risky, and there definitely is now, because I've seen celebrities or just like regular people, they've gone to do their nose or their eyes and it's not a very nice result, I would say. Like it kind of either looks too exaggerating or like, you know, it doesn't fit their face at all. At first I was quite concerned, so I decided to go with the safe choice, which is South Korea.
That's why I wanted to ask you, why do you do like a permanent thing? Because I think that a lot of people think about it, but they never actually take the step to go and do it. Or not that I know many in my social circle. Of course, it's also expensive.
I would say that in Singapore, the sentiment for plastic surgery is still hovering between taboo and accepted.
Yeah. It's like, it's not like a 100%.
Yeah, like people will say like, oh my gosh, she got to her face, that kind of thing. But they don't like, you know, ostracize you.
Right.
Outright. So it's kind of like in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, I just wanted to like talk about a bit about that as well, because not that we want to normalize it here, but it's kind of like to explain also the thought process for yourself lah, and maybe for like other people as well. So let's jump into the next part, which is kind of like you flying to Korea.
Oh yes.
To go and do this. Okay, so tell us about like the whole trip there.
I will try to go into details, but because this happened like almost 9 years ago, 8 years ago, so I don't have the exact memory exactly of, you know, certain details. But basically, when I went there at 21, I went to this clinic.
Okay.
Like in Korea, it's quite popular among foreigners because they have some English speaking stuff. And I remember like their website was not
User-friendly.
That user-friendly, because it's all in Korean.
Oh no? Shit, yeah, yeah, I hate that.
Scared, right? Yeah. So, I remember I did like a web consultation. So through like Skype, I remember. Yeah. Then they'll ask you, what do you want to have done? Then you will say, oh, okay, I'm not satisfied with my eyes. I want to have double eyelid. Or you want your nose sharper, that kind of thing. And they will offer you different kinds of packages or like methods. But they cannot immediately tell you, oh, you have to do this on the spot. So they'll give you like a rough estimate first.
Right.
Then they will ask you, do you want like a permanent solution or do you want like a semi-permanent solution?
Mm.
So like for example, if you want to do your nose, then they will tell you, oh, okay, you can use your cartilage to do your nose, or you want, you can put fillers, you know, that's something, or like rhinoplasty, that kind of thing. So they'll give you like different sorts of options, lor. But then when you go there, then the doctor will really look at you and
analyze.
That's the part of the story that is quite fun.
Right, okay. Actually. So what happened during that consultation?
So when I was in Korea, I won't say it's a culture shock, but I kind of expected it. So like you go inside the doctor's office, right? Then the doctor will look at you.
Okay.
And at that time, the doctor is super intimidating. Then he'll look at you. Then he'll be like, oh, what about your face you're not happy about? Then after that, you tell him what you want to do. And then he'll tell you what you should do.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you that part.
It's like, like,
okay, it's not saddening, but it's kind of like he's pointing out every single flaw that your face will ever have. Then at first when I said, oh, I just want to do my eyes, okay, then he also suggested, okay, I will do your eyes. If you want to make eyes bigger, then he'll tell you what you have to do lah. Because to as a consumer, right, you just think like you just cut to double eyelid.
Yeah.
Means
end just of story. Cut the line. Yeah.
But it's not true, because from their medical point of view, he suggested you cut the opening in front, cut opening behind.
I see.
Lift the muscle behind your eye.
Okay.
And then cut the double eyelid. The one lifting the muscle behind, right, is called ptosis.
Okay.
And then I thought that was the end of it.
Oh.
And then he suggested, would you like to do your nose also? Then I was like, what's wrong with my nose? At that time, I mean, okay, fundamentally, I don't have a problem with my nose. I think my nose is fine. But I can understand where he comes from, because, oh, I make your eyes very nice, really.
Might as well fix everything, right?
Yeah, it's like, just might as well fix everything. Like, they want to make it a whole package, whole nice package.
So that you look complete as like a corrected.
Yeah, yeah. But of course, the decision ultimately is up to
of
you.
Of course.
So,
wait, I have a question before you go into the surgery part.
Okay.
Do you show anybody's reference picture for your eyes?
Angela, baby.
I feel they confirm see her face like appear a lot of times.
Yeah, the best thing is the doctor said, okay, I understand that you like this kind of pattern, you know, because at that time, naive, you know, you think the doctor is like a magician,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You can do whatever you want, but then the reality of it is you are born with a certain face shape, a certain face structure. So whatever other people have, like for example, I like your eyes, right?
Yeah.
Then I want to take this photo and
paste
on my own eyes, right? Your bone structure might not even be
flatter the thing, right?
Yeah, your bone structure might not be able to even come out with the same result.
Right.
Yeah, her eyes are bigger and like more pop come out.
protruding.
Yeah, because her eyes like. If you see her eyes, right, her eyeballs are naturally like bigger.
Yes.
Whereas I'm not blessed with such gigantic eyeballs.
Yeah,
there's a certain limit lah of what the doctor can achieve for you.
Okay, so the going to the surgery part.
I remember they asked me, okay, you change into like the scrubs and everything, and then they asked me to lie down. After that, my mom was like, oh, I wait for you like outside. Then they wheel me into the surgery room.
Yeah.
And then they they were like speaking in Korean and everything. Then you know it's like a buzz of Korean words.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
But then I heard one nurse say in English something like, okay, we inject you now. There was like,
start already.
Then after that, she was like, okay, then she just inject me here.
Yeah.
And then within like, I think less than two minutes. I was like,
oh shit, you didn't even realize you like
sleep. Yeah, I didn't know. I just went like, okay. Yeah. Then after that, I woke up in the middle of the surgery.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure what happened with the anesthetic, but I woke up in the middle of like the surgery and I remember I couldn't move.
Yeah.
So I could feel them cutting my eyes. Then the one thing that I remember the most vividly, right, is like the scalpel, right? Okay, Leah's going to Leah, you can tune out over here, but the producer was here. So one thing I felt was like the scalpel on this eye, I remember. So I'm not sure if it's like botched or anything, but I like my double eyelid here better than here.
Because you open your eye, then they like cutting
maybe,
that side.
Yeah, maybe possibly. Then I could feel like the blood, right? Into my eyeball. It was damn obvious, like it's blood. I started like twitching.
Yeah.
And then I think they felt that I was gaining a bit of movement. So they started like shouting, oh, then after that, I went back to sleep.
Instantly.
Not instantly, I still can feel a bit. But then I went back under the anesthetic.
Okay, I need to tell y'all right that this whole episode, like if I have
cringing.
Yeah, because I'm the kind of person that I hate blood. But the thing is it's very funny because if you ask me to go to surgery, I'm okay one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Because you don't see it.
Yeah. And it's like I have very high pain tolerance as everybody already knows. So it's very like, whatever, just pain, you know?
Yeah.
So speaking of the pain which is probably gonna come, right? Next time you woke up was when the surgery was over already, right? Why? Why? You laugh?
A funny story about it.
Okay, what happened?
So after I went back to sleep, the next thing I remember was I was wheeled into like a waiting room. This is a story from my mom. I cannot remember this.
Okay.
She said that when I eventually woke up, my mom told me, do you remember what happened just now? And I said, no. And she said, yeah, but then you kept telling the nurse that you are Iron Man. So she was like, what do you mean by I'm Iron Man? Then she said, when the nurse asks you to wake up, right, then you just keep telling her, I am Iron Man. I am Iron Man. And then the nurse, she don't understand English very much. So she's like, Iron Man?
Wanna go?
Iron Man? And then my mom said, she was so confused because she thought like I'm screaming for help or what. Because I sounded very angry. I am Iron Man. I am Iron Man. Then my mom also don't know what to say to the nurse because she can't speak Korean. And then she was like, she's okay. Then the nurse like, Kinchana? Yeah, so that was my delirious moment.
Oh, that's hilarious. Actually, overall, after you did your whole surgery, right? How much was like the total cost for it? Do you remember?
I cannot remember the exact cost. Definitely, I would say the eyes is definitely below 10K. Yeah, but it really varies from person to person. You really only will know when you go to the clinic and like the doctor tell you to do what, but always save up more.
In case. In case you want to go there, then the doctor say you want to do nursing, you okay lah, also do.
Yeah, also do. If not, you if you only save 2,500, but then the doctor say it's 5,000, say okay lah, you do one eye then. Next year, come back the other eye.
No. So then after your surgery, right? Mm. Do you like get discharged immediately?
Because to them, the body surgery is really quite a small surgery. So I think like a couple of hours after you wake up from the anesthetic, actually you can go back to like the hotel.
Do they do a final checkup on you then you go back?
Yeah, of course. Like so they bandage like your eyes.
Ah.
Yeah, they put like tape on your stitches so that it doesn't you don't kena the stitches and everything. Then other than that, they will tell you to go back to your hotel and rest.
Yeah.
They will give you pumpkin soup or pumpkin porridge.
Okay.
Because pumpkin is great for de-swelling. So it's a very common, like, they'll give you one whole box, right? And inside is all like sachets of pumpkin juice.
Wow, okay.
Or pumpkin, like porridge and things like that. And then they will tell you, oh, you have to use this ointment to clean, use a cotton bud to clean like your stitches.
Mm.
Then they tell you don't wash your face, especially your eyes, because I mean, the facial foam, don't know, will turn out the stitches and everything. So yeah, I couldn't wash my face for the next 2 weeks. It was oily as hell. To all the people that say my face oily, you should have seen what my face looked like when I was unable to wash my face for 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
But I tell another funny story.
What happened?
Because I think maybe like a couple of days after my surgery ended, right? I didn't dare to wash my hair because I was scared the water or like the shampoo, you know, when you wash your hair, then suddenly it will turn out your eyes, right? So I just don't dare to wash my hair. So my mom suggested we go to a hair salon.
Mm.
And my hair was like really oily and really greasy.
Yeah.
And it was starting to get a bit like matted because there was blood in my hair.
Yeah.
And then the poor, I'm so sorry to the hairstylist who had to wash my hair. I went in, then I explained to them, I said, oh, I do my eyes, then I can wash my hair, so can you help me wash my hair? Then they were like, oh, okay. And they had to wash it 3 times for me because it was full of blood.
Oh my god!
For my surgery.
Shout out to the hairstylist in Korea who wash my hair. How long did you stay at home at like the hotel before you like went out?
One day.
You don't need a rest one.
You go there, you must go and play, you know. They even encourage you to
go out
and walk because you're currently swelling, your face is swollen, trying to like recover and everything. Yeah. But if you keep lying down and there's no blood circulation, right? It will swell even more. So they actually encourage you to go around, walk around. Yeah, just don't go like Jinju Bang. Don't go to like those onsen, those hot sauna. Or don't go to, I don't know, maybe you sit like roller coaster or what.
Oh yeah, hell no.
Rusty just split apart.
Then
that's not their problem, it's your problem. Yeah.
Okay, so after you do the surgery, then you go and play. Then nobody like look at you or be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
No, it's so common over there. They don't even look at you. They don't even glance at you.
Are you serious?
The Koreans don't even glance at you. You know who is the foreigner, right? When they glance at you and you go like, it's damn obvious.
Oh, they'll point at you.
Yeah, I was going up the escalator. And then all the Koreans coming down, you can see all the Koreans, they never even look at you. You got bandage, whatever. I've seen also women, they go out with like, you know,
the whole head wrap.
The whole head, they wrap the whole head. And then the nose, like there's a splinter over here, then everything. All the Koreans don't look at them.
So you go out, have fun, blah, 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 everything, right? So you spend that like 2 weeks there, is it?
Yeah, so you have to spend about 2 weeks minimum there. It depends on your surgery also because if you have a bigger surgery, sometimes the healing period is longer. You might even have to stay up like to a month or something like that. I would say completely heal, but heal enough for the doctor to give you a solid checkup and things like that.
Yeah. So, then after you come back to Singapore, do you tell any of your friends that you're going for this surgery? And like when you came back, how did they react actually?
I told some of my closest friends. Actually, both my poly and my uni friends were like, sure, why not? But then I think my poly friends, they took longer for them to get used to my new look.
Right.
Because they've been looking at me for like the past 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I come back with like swollen eyes. And then I remember one of my friends was like, I prefer your previous look. I was like, I do not prefer my previous look. Not at all. I'm very happy. Yeah, but other than that, I think there were not much reactions. You know what I mean? Some people just ask like, out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you go? And things like that.
Okay, so I think like one of the points you brought up, which is like the before and after kind of difference, right? So your friends like noticed, but then you already told them that you're going to do this, right? But then for people you didn't tell, like maybe family that you see once in a while, or like people that you meet up like once in like 1 year or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did they react or like did you bring up to them like, oh, by the way, I did it, and then like what was their kind of response?
I didn't really announce it, nor did I like hide it.
Yeah.
I was just going about my merry way, just living my normal life.
No one went like, hey, you like look different, that kind of thing.
Have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like friends that I never really see for, you know, you see them every few months, that kind of thing, that you're not very close and things like that. Then they were like trying to figure out something different about your face, but they cannot tell. They were like trying to guess.
Yeah.
You know? Then they say, is your makeup different?
Yeah. I think that's the common one. Like, is it your makeup different?
Yeah, makeup different. I was like thinking, my makeup cannot possibly open my in front, open my behind, then make my eyes bigger.
So you mentioned that actually when you came back, your eyes were still a bit swollen, right?
Mm.
So when do you actually see the final results that you were looking at?
I think like maybe 4-5 months.
Oh wow, 4-5 months is a long time.
I think it's not just because it's swollen or anything. It's when you look at yourself in the mirror, right? You try to adjust like your perception of yourself. So I think about 4-5 months before it looked somewhat natural.
Okay.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that I celebrated my 21st birthday when I was still swollen. You can see my photos like a bit awkward, like the eyes like
cannot open.
Yeah, I cannot open properly. Because one of the procedures that I did, right, which is the pitocin thing, that one was hard to get used to.
Mm.
It feels like you are straining your muscles sometimes because they tighten your muscle behind your eye so that it doesn't look so lazy.
For your nose fillers, right? Mm. I mean, like this one you mentioned that you just accompanied someone, you went back and then you got the nose fillers done. So for that, it was just an injection, basically?
Yeah.
Very fast. Pyeok. Okay.
Well, this is why people get fillers, I guess.
Fun fact.
Yes.
They even have this thing called like lunchtime filler.
Oh
so,
my
like,
god.
So like the OLs, right, they go to the clinic during lunchtime to get fillers done. Then they go back.
Oh my god. It's so normal. Common, like, you mentioned also the filler thing was like a way to see like the final result.
A lot of people actually, they do Botox, they do fillers in order to see whether they like the look of it permanently, because usually fillers, they will last like 1 to 3 years. Botox is about 6 months.
Yeah.
So during that period of time, you can decide whether you want to keep it permanent.
Right.
Then maybe some people will, after the fillers are gone or whatever, then they will go and opt for like maybe a more permanent solution. On the specific topic of plastic surgery, right, yeah. I feel that I think that it's high time people start to stop dehumanizing this whole plastic surgery thing, because it's actually so common. Just that people are some people are afraid to say,
yeah,
or they are afraid to admit that they have done something or they want to do something.
Yeah,
actually I do really respect people like Jirasi
or Jesse.
Oh yeah, yeah, they just say, yeah, I did my boobs, or like, you know,
at least I got boobs.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Or like, I do my nose. You want to share the, you want me to share the experience with you? I think that's a very great like community la, to like share experiences.
But I think also when people talk about plastic surgery, and when people do plastic surgery, for example, then like maybe people talk and be like, oh, you're giving in to societal expectations of what is expected in like for women, like beauty, blah blah blah. But the thing is like, it's same with makeup. You do it for yourself. Yeah. So I think that, you know, sometimes, yes, it does play to the aspect of like being more attractive. Mm. I feel it's a very individualistic choice, and you shouldn't be like discriminating someone or kind of like imposing your negative opinions on someone in that sense. Like, you can disagree with it, but at the same time, like, just respect that someone's decision to do it.
I think it's just like, to some people, it's just really taboo, like really. To them, like body modifications and things like that, it's a really big no-no to them. I can understand why. Maybe some of them are very traditional.
Yeah.
Maybe because of religious reasons, you're not supposed to do it. But yeah, I think nowadays it's just really common.
It is what it is, man.
I think it's still a societal thing.
Yeah, it is.
You cannot deny that better looking people will get treated more favorably than average or below average looking people.
It's true.
It's very obvious one. It's like
more opportunities.
Yeah, more opportunities as well.
I think more opportunities is honestly the biggest factor.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, it still irks me. Like sometimes when it's like, you know, like when you work them hard for something, right? But you see someone who never worked as hard, but they get it just because they look like a certain way.
Better looking.
Then you're like, fuck. Then you're like, I also want
to call the halo effect.
Popians, you know, popians. Yep. It's okay. Like accept. But talking about acceptance, right? Like how did after doing the whole surgery and everything? How do you feel? Like, did it affect your self-image, yourself, like your acceptance, your confidence? Like, how do you feel after the whole thing?
I would say that it was always something that I wanted to get done. So, after I did it, of course, like, I felt better. Like, my confidence was a bit more boosted, because last time my eyes were quite far apart, but now they came back together. I obviously will not say that, you know what, I'm so beautiful now. I look like
Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Yeah, a Korean idol or whatever. It's not true. It's just a small part that I have done that I feel happy about lah. But to be honest, if you ask me whether I'll do something else, sponsor please, but sure.
What would you want to do? Your jaw?
Yeah, my jaw.
Me also. Anybody want to sponsor me? My email in the description box. I'm kidding. Nonsense!
Okay, so that's a very interesting thing, because if your friend says, I want to do my here, I want to do my there, to you, your friend is already beautiful as they are, and you already accepted them as the way they are, but to your friend themselves, they are the one that have to look in the mirror every day, and everybody will find flaws about their face.
Yeah.
I wish this was smaller, I wish that was bigger, I wish this was slimmer.
It's the whole sentence or the whole line about you are your worst critic, right? Like, people can say like you are like fucking the most beautiful person on this planet, but you yourself will just be like,
I tell you, any of the Korean idols or the Victoria's Secret models, they confirm will go back and see something that they don't like about themselves. Mm-hmm. It's just whether a matter of whether you want to take action or you're not comfortable to take action. Mm-hmm. For me, I took action.
Yeah. To wrap up the video, right, it's kind of like, what advice would you give to people? I mean, now we can't really fly to Korea because obviously COVID. Oh, actually, I was going to say there are options in Singapore, but the reason why you didn't go is because it's more expensive, right?
Yeah, in Singapore, it's naturally a bit more expensive. I think because it's not so common here.
Yeah.
I think things like Botox fillers.
Oh yeah,
the smaller, the very very small procedures, very common.
Yeah, in Singapore,
all the aesthetic clinics.
True. Speaking of the advice portion, right? Like, what would you give to people who, maybe are sitting on this decision, or like, you know, when COVID is up and they want to do something, like they're sitting on it for a few years, what advice would you give to them?
Disclaimer: I did not influence you to get anything done on your face.
Of course not.
If you are really toying with the idea of enhancing something on your face, cliche as it sounds, it's really about doing your own research, because you can obviously hear, you know, different opinions from different people. You can go on the forums to actually see what are some of the opinions that people have given about certain clinics and things like that. You have to also prepare yourself mentally if people say something about you. Especially maybe like your circle of friends, what you think they would say. But to be honest, don't care lah. Although they say, oh my god, you're so fake, but you're still you. Unless you, I don't know, you go and do your whole face and then your personality also change.
I think another sentiment is like that, oh, you're lying to people, like for example your future boyfriend or like your future partner, like about how you look.
I never lie, I told my boyfriend.
I know, but it's like people will say that you're catfishing, like in that sense also. But I mean if I'm being honest, if I suddenly look a different way, I'll just be like, by the way, this is my before. You okay if your children looking like this and show?
Oh yeah. Actually I got show my boyfriend before. I show him my before picture. Then he was like, oh, the eyes does look quite different, but I think you can still see it's me.
Yeah. Always make sure that it's a you want to do this, you have accepted this, you know, this is something you want to do. Like, when I do my tattoo also, it's like, I want to do it for myself. I know this is going to be a body for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this decision. I'm happy with how it looks. Always be particular about, like, you know, how it looks. You know, be picky, because this is going to be an irreversible thing. Mm. Yeah.
If it's like your boyfriend or your girlfriend asks you to do...
Excuse me, a punch them. Yeah,
if your boyfriend or your girlfriend asks you to do, just punch them, kick them into a longkang, and...
Leave.
Other than that, save money?
Yes. I think that's like quite a lot of very solid advice that you have given. I think pretty good. I mean, the whole video, I think, is advice in general, or like a kind of direction for people to have a better understanding of what it's like to go to Korea, for example, to do your plastic surgery. Be it not a major one, but still an experience in itself. So let us know who else you want us to interview on the next episode of Asula. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Bye-bye. See you on the next episode.
Bye.